From racing's heartland, RSN 927's Racing Pulse.
Time to head over the ditch and chat to our guru from New Zealand, Mickey Guerin, for all the latest in the world of harness racing and gallops. Mick, good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, Michael. Big hi to everybody in Victoria. And we have a rarity. These are incredibly rare. There's talk of a potential New Zealand raider on the Golden Slipper. Now, of all the races in Australia, Mickey, which we've had success in, the Golden Slipper has been one which has totally eluded not only New Zealand trained horses, but of course New Zealand bred horses. But Probabil, who won the Karaka Million recently at Ellerslie, is going to Sydney. Now, she'll start the week before in one of the lead-up races, and they haven't ruled out going to the Slipper. She's paid up, so the option is there. Her main aim for Tiakau and owner's Cambridge Stud will be the Size Produce 2 weeks after. But if they're not ruling it out, one would suggest if she happened to win, and it is a long bow to win a Slipper lead-up race with a horse who tends to run back in the field. But if they win that, there's the potential you could see her go to the Slipper, which would be, gee, Mickey, I reckon we've had one Slipper runner trained in New Zealand in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Before that, we've never won the race, obviously. Our Maze Case,
your best two-year-old, really.
Well, probably McGinty was the best.
Before my time, that was.
Hey, it was on the verge of being before mine, too. I reckon McGinty could have won the Slipper. He won the lead-up over Masque, and then didn't run in the Slipper. He broke down. But our Maze Case ran fourth in a tremendous Slipper against, I think, Flying Spur and Octagonal and those horses. But it's a pretty rare thing. We don't breed those type of horses, but this one's pretty good. So, yeah, interesting to watch. A lot of the good judges on both sides of the Tasman rated in the top four or five juveniles I've seen so far. But as we know, Mickey, that picture changes a lot.
Well, she's only $26 with the tab for the Slipper. So she's well in contention there. Do you think she's got the class? It's always hard to line them up. But do you think she's got the class to be competitive?
When you see the Godolphin horse jogging around the other day at the trials at Rose Hill, and you see the horses in the Blue Diamond, that is better equipped to run 1,200 metres of that type of speed. Around Randwick, maybe she'd be a better chance, but of course Rose Hill is where the Slipper is, so I think she would struggle, but I genuinely do believe she could win the Size Produce, and that's a race New Zealand has some success in. Summer Passage went across there a couple of years ago and ran second to Invader, so look, she's a very good chance in the Size Produce. I'm not so sure if that market's open, but the Slipper, well, that's almost fairy tale land for New Zealand horses. But I would suggest she's got as good a chance as any horse we have sent there since the Maze Gate.
Gee whiz. The market is open, but she's not in the betting. So we'll keep an eye out for
maybe
Probabil.
You can organise something.
We will. We'll get Nick Quinn and Trini Lanscale on board. Tassel, obviously, is a short price favourite there at $4.50 if he goes on after the Slipper. We spoke to Mike Moroney. Great result for him. His 50th Group 1 win last week. But we've had some sad news in recent days because one of the most promising apprentices over there, Wiramu Pin, has decided to walk away from the sport. What's the background here?
Which is a very strange story. He's a young kid from South Auckland, and Wiramu, for those who don't know what Wiramu is, that's the Māori pronunciation of William. So his name would be William Pin if he was a little white fella. And everybody was sort of saying, well, he's the next Michael Walker, you know, young, talented Māori rider, came through very quickly for Alan Sharrock, who is the guy who brought Michael Walker through the riding ranks. He got suspended about 2 weeks ago, and as young men want to do, Michael, he thought, well, I'm sick of this, I've had enough of it, I'm sick of the glare of publicity and all the expectations. He's walked away, didn't tell Alan, just left, went and worked on a dairy farm. My gut instinct, not knowing Wiramu very well, is that he'll be back. But it just goes to show you the pressure that goes on young guys. We've known each other since we were both in our early 20s. And when you're in your 20s, you do make a lot of silly mistakes. You might drink too much, or you might get angry and get in arguments with your boss and that sort of stuff. Well, as you know, for these young jockeys, they're in such a public spotlight now. When they do decide to get away from racing, or their weight becomes too much, it becomes quite a big story for them. So it's something we've seen a lot in the last 5 to 10 years, is particularly in New Zealand where the money isn't as good, is top riders having a break. I think Wiramu Pin will be back, but yeah, he left under slightly ungracious circumstances, just got up and left. But as I said, always willing to forgive a young man at his age because, quite simply, he's still got a lot to learn.
Well, let's hope we do see him back. And I've got to say apologies, Mick. Don't get too excited. I misread the market there. Probably Bill has been well found. She's actually third favourite at $8, $26 into $8 for the sires.
Mickey, as I said, young men make mistakes.
I'll take that little backhander. What about in the world of harness? We're all focusing on Menangle, the Chariots of Fire on Saturday night. The big precursor to the Miracle Mile. And you've been talking about this race for a while. Ignatius is the $3 favourite.
Well, it's cool because it's a race with a bit of everything. Like, there's the New Zealand horses, there's the Victorian horses, headlined by Poster Boy. And I spoke to a very confident Chris Alford last night. And then you've got Ignatius, who spends most of his time in Tasmania before coming up to race in New South Wales. A lot of bow tied about Ignatius, his former stablemate. And he's very tough, sat parked outside Chase Auckland and beat him last Saturday night. But I can see this setting up for a swooper. I think Tab are giving you a real chance here on Poster Boy. He's a good horse. Emma Stewart's horses go to Menangle and perform just like they are at home, whereas a lot of Victorian horses need a couple of runs there to show their best. He's 5.5, I think, with tab.com.au. That's very good money because he's got a good chance of just staying out of the early burn, getting involved later on, and he was very good betting Spankham at Melton 2 starts ago, then had a jog in the park there last Saturday. So those looking for some value, Chris Alford, you've got the best driver, maybe the best trainers in Australia, and one of the best horses who won the New South Wales Derby on this track last year. Poster Boy 550, very backable each way, and the Chariots of Fire this week. But it's not an easy race to win, Mickey. It's a race which has become one of the most serious races in Australia. In recent years, horses who have won it or run it and performed well and gone to the Miracle Mile include Have Faith in Me, Lazarus, and Jillaby Kung Fu. So horses out of this race, the horse who wins, tends to place in the Miracle Mile because the four-year-olds are so much more advanced than they used to be. So excellent race Saturday night at Menangle. Then the following week we have the lead-ups to the Miracle Mile with Tiger Tara and co, and also the heats of the Derby and the Oaks. I mean, the following Saturday, we have the big shebang. Miracle Mile worth $1 million, the Oaks, the Derby, the Ladyship Mile. So all the focus is pretty much on Menangle for the next 3 Saturday nights.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Tiger Tara is, of course, the reigning Miracle Mile favourite at $3.50. Ignatius is on the third line at $11. Mick, as always, comprehensive. Great to get all the news from New Zealand, and we look forward to really ramping things up on the road towards the Miracle Mile.
Looking forward to it, bud.